Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Wednesday, November 17th edition. We have the FBI targeting parents with CT coverage, counterterrorism coverage. Could we see a mistrial for Kyle? They held back drone footage, higher resolution drone footage on the prosecution side. We'll get into it. And Democrats are warned about inflation. They don't seem to care, but it's going to bring them down. We'll get into all that coming up in a moment, friends. But first, you gotta have a MyPillow. If you haven't hooked yourself up yet, what are you waiting for? Mike Lindell's MyPillows are incredible. They're gonna be the best pillows you've ever owned. Plus, they have all these amazing products for your home. Mattress topper, you put it right on top of your existing mattress, just makes it so much more plush and comfortable. The sheets, the towels. I just dried off of my mind towel this morning thinking how soft and absorbent it is. Plus, you got the slippers. It's wintertime, folks. You need slippers. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Up to 66% off. That's right. Up to 66% off. Go to Radio Listener Specials. Make sure you use promo code Buck. That's promo code Buck. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So it turns out they did, in fact, start doing some additional scrutiny, coverage, investigation, a lot of ways you could put it, of parents who were concerned about critical race theory teaching for their children. You know, the written, I mean, this is the reality as it's playing out before all of us. I have this statement here from, who is this from, actually? Give me one. Jim Jordan. Sorry, I forgot for a second. Here it is. Last month during your testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, it's from the House Representatives official stationery. You testify the Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation were not using federal counterterrorism tools to target concerned parents at local school board meetings. A whistleblower, I'm not quoting anymore, a whistleblower came forward to show that they did, in fact, create tags, create essentially an intel collection silo for the information they gather about concerned parents. That's right, about concerned parents. Oh, they are terrorists. They're domestic terrorists. They show up and they're mean to school board bureaucrats, who are, as you know, also Democrats. And so the Biden administration, recognizing that they got a narrative problem on their hands, has, from the Department of Justice, no less, tried to exert pressure, tried to tell everybody out there, hey, nice First Amendment you got. Be ashamed if something happened to it because we're treating you like a terrorist. Absolutely absurd. And there are some problems, of course, for Merrick Garland, the attorney general in all this. Did he lie under oath? Because he said it wasn't long ago, oh, no, that's I'm not aware of any kind of targeting or anything like that. I'm not aware. Well, turns out that's not really the case. Turns out there was targeting. Did he know about it? Was Merrick Garland aware of the fact that they were starting to look at parents for intel collection purposes as domestic terrorists? Here's back to the letter from Jim Jordan to the Department of Justice. We've received a disclosure from a department whistleblower calling into question the accuracy and completeness of your testimony. The whistleblower provided an FBI email dated October 20th, the day before your testimony, and sent on behalf of the FBI's Assistant Director for the Counterterrorism Division and the Assistant Director for the Criminal Division. The email, which is enclosed, referenced your October 4th directive to the FBI to address school board threats and notified FBI personnel about a new threat tag created by the Counterterrorism and Criminal Divisions. The email directed FBI personnel to apply this new threat tag to all investigations and assessments of threats specifically directed against school board administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. The email articulated the purpose as scoping this threat on a national level and providing an opportunity for comprehensive analysis of the threat picture for effective engagement with law enforcement partners at all levels. You know, this is the kind of work that I used to do for the CIA, of course, not targeting parents who are concerned about their children being indoctrinated with racial Marxism in the schools, but Al-Qaeda terrorists. So, yeah, we should have been using all the tools at our disposal to track them down abroad and, if necessary, here at home. But we certainly don't want that toolkit to be used against U.S. parents. We don't want there to be high-level surveillance operations going on of moms and dads who are saying, hey, can you not tell my white daughter or white son that they're an oppressor? Hey, can you not tell my black son or black daughter that they are oppressed? Doesn't make you a terrorist. It makes you a reasonable person who sees what's going on in the school system in this country and has a problem with it. This is why the anti-CRT rebellion, the mom rebellion, is essential in this next year. Democrats need full control of the school system. They need the votes. They need the donations from the unions. Remember, the votes that come from teachers' unions mobilizing all of their members on behalf of Democrats all across the country. The dues that are paid to these public sector unions that then get funneled to Democrat politicians. And then, of course, on top of it all, the indoctrination of your kids, whether you want it to happen or not, in the public school system into left-wing orthodoxy. This is why they're so upset. Think about all the things that are in play here. Think about what happens if conservatives, instead of ceding the system to the other side, which unfortunately in public education, let's be honest here, is what we've done for 50 or 60 years, instead of just abandoning the battlefield and saying, let's create a neutral space, that just means the other side takes it over. Now you have conservative parents who are saying, no, I can run for school board. No, I can run for a county commissioner. I can become involved. I can have a say. And what's, of course, very illuminating on top of all that is you have Democrats then who come forward and freak out. What do you mean you think you're allowed to do this? No, not allowed. Not allowed. Oh, well, I disagree. This is also really frightening. I mean, there's all the different aspects of this that come together that show you why the Democrat left is insane. And that's obviously true. But beyond that, the weaponization of law enforcement entities against people who are just exercising their constitutional rights, the use of the most powerful organs of the state to suppress dissent, to create a reality in which people do not feel like they can speak out and they can tell people about their feelings when it comes to the indoctrination of children, et cetera, et cetera. That's shocking. I mean, you have to wonder, are we really living in America anymore? And is this the country that we thought it had been for so many years or that we had been living in until recently? This is all very, very different, very distressing. And the weaponization of the FBI against Trump, of the intelligence community against a Republican president, the soft coup that operated from inside the federal government that was used to undermine a presidency for years, all based on lies. There's no accountability for that. Remember when they told us that Trump was undermining our institutions? That was the big claim they were always making. Trump is undermining our institutions. Undermining it. Really? I don't think so, folks. I think what undermines our institutions is when people show that they are overrun with left-wing activists pretending to be government servants, pretending to be people that are serving the public interest, and using the power of the state, big S state, to crush those who oppose them or even just point out what's going on. Merrick Garland. This was the moderate they said we should put on the Supreme Court because he'd be so fair-minded. Another left-wing hatchet man. Another individual you absolutely cannot trust, or if you do, you trust at your peril. You trust knowing that you're doing something that puts you at risk. In the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives. It was September 11th, 2001. But in the face of horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. Those heroes are part of the War on Terror, America's response to 9/11. They fought for us, but never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony on Veterans Day in front of the Lincoln Monument. Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. The Foundation's Season of Hope runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. It is an amazing organization, and I highly recommend that you donate. All right. We have the Rittenhouse verdict, which by the time some of you listen to this, I'm going to have to say that every day this week, it is possible we will already know what the verdict is because I'm doing this Wednesday morning, as I do before the radio show every day from noon to 3 Eastern. So this is my Wednesday morning rundown for you. And here's what I can tell you about this trial as it goes so far. First off, the new information to bring to bear is that there's a lot of prosecutorial malfeasance that has gone on, unethical stuff, and maybe even mistrial-worthy stuff. The latest is that it's the prosecution that has held back higher-resolution drone footage of the actual incident where one of the shooting incidents, held it back and did not want the defense to have it. This violates Brady. This is unethical. You have to disclose to the other side the information that you have, especially if it's exculpatory. That is the job of a prosecutor. A prosecutor's job, people forget this, I think, in America today. It's not to get a conviction. It is to do justice. An ethical prosecutor who, even during the course of a prosecution, finds out that the other side is innocent of the charges should drop the charges. You don't keep going because you want to win. You don't ruin a young man's life because you want to build your legal and maybe political career as a prosecutor. You're supposed to do justice. That's why you have the powers entrusted to you by the people. This prosecutor, Binger, who is clearly a Rachel Maddow watcher, just I've known that from the very beginning. This prosecutor is a disgrace. And the most recent disclosure about them holding back information, the lack of disclosure they were supposed to have, just goes to show you that they're coloring outside the lines. They're not doing what they are supposed to do here as representatives of the state, as officers of the court. They are a disgrace. So that's one aspect of it. Additionally, you have the jurors. There's already stories coming out about the jurors feeling so under threat that people are worried they might not even come to the conclusion that they should, which is obviously a not guilty verdict, because they're so scared of what the left-wing mob will do to them. Right now, you have a manifestly innocent Rittenhouse, innocent Rittenhouse, facing the prospect of life in prison because a jury knows he did nothing wrong, but is too terrified their lives could be ruined if they find him not guilty. This is the America that the left has created. Also, a story up on the Daily Wire. Rittenhouse judge receives hundreds of messages wishing a heinous homicide on his kids and threatening him. Death threats against the judge from leftists. Unfortunately, the FBI already assigned all its best men to the threat of parents being too snippy with school bureaucrats at board meetings. So I don't think they're going to get on this one very quickly. You got a judge being threatened. You got jurors being threatened over a white guy shooting three other white guys in clear self-defense. But it was during a purported, supposed riot, which they call a mostly peaceful protest, getting angry about the very rare instances in this country of unarmed black men being shot by police. They are incredibly statistically rare incidents. They are not things that in and of itself should be viewed as systemic or representative of the system at all. They are aberrant. But they misrepresent the frequency, they misrepresent the severity in many cases as well of these incidents. They misrepresent the facts. This is who they are. This is what they do. And we should all understand this for what it is. I mean, it is appalling, honestly. It is appalling how much the left is willing to lie about people in order to support the narrative. They frankly do not care. It doesn't matter how much of their credibility they light on fire. As long as they are supporting their team, their side, that's all that matters. You know, for hardworking Americans, finding health care can be an expensive struggle. It can feel like you don't have any real choice at all. That's why I'm introducing our friends at OneShare Health. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're a nonprofit dedicated to helping thousands of Americans find affordable health care and support their members' communities through charity and volunteer missions. Their ACA-exempt programs are perfect for small business owners, the self-employed, or anyone who's just fed up with the broken traditional healthcare system. Don't worry about ridiculous Obamacare mandates or penalties. Get the most out of your hard-earned money with healthcare for just $115 a month for you or $239 for your family. Get $75 off your enrollment fee with promo code BUCK. Call 833-230-4455 now or go online to OneShareHealth.com for a fast quote in seconds. That's 833-230-4455 or OneShareHealth.com with promo code BUCK for your special offer. Live well, pay less, see how much you'll save, and put the freedom of choice back in your hands. Oh, Fauci, you are the absolute worst. The worst person maybe in government in America, which is saying a lot. He still thinks that he's in a place where he's supposed to be telling us all about whether we can enjoy Thanksgiving. And he should just shut up and go away forever.
If you get vaccinated and your family's vaccinated, you can feel good about enjoying a typical Thanksgiving, Christmas with your family and close friends.
Oh, I'm so glad that if you get vaccinated, you can go enjoy your life and stop living in constant fear.
Yeah, I'm not living in fear right now. Also, Fauci clings to this lie that if only we listen to him, everything will get better. Fauci telling everybody that this is all on us. Just do enough distancing and masking.
This will end, Bill. We are not going to be going through this indefinitely. How quickly we get to the end depends on us, how well we vaccinate, how well we get boosted, and how well we do the kinds of things to protect ourselves.
We want to get boosted.
Yeah, sure we do. That's all that we have to get boosted. Because the vaccine worked exactly like they said it would. The booster is obviously going to do the same, have the same impact on COVID overall, right? It's not just delaying things by giving you a short-term antibody spike. It's going to be the end, right? Right? Wait, but the vaccine wasn't. But the booster will be? No, the booster's forever. The booster is forever. That's where we are. And they don't want to tell you that. You know, we've never developed a truly successful one-off vaccine for coronaviruses before. It's one thing that people don't think about enough. We don't have one. Where's that vaccine for the common cold? Well, there's a lot of common colds. Okay, so there is no vaccine for the common cold, right? You can maybe take stuff that'll help you with one flu strain. Does it help with all the flu strains? No. Do you have to get a flu shot every year? Yes. Don't think for yourself, though, or the idiots at the New York Times will say, misinformation. You're sharing misinformation. evil commies, the absolute worst. Just one fun thing to close up with today here. Ratner, who was a senior advisor to Obama's Treasury Department, he's a private equity guy, basically did the GM bailout back under the Obama administration where they screwed over the bondholders in favor of the auto unions, because, you know, unions, Democrats. And, yeah, they just broke the contract. The bondholders were supposed to get paid first. They paid the unions instead. Some General Motors history for folks. But even Ratner wrote, I think it was in the New York Times, a piece about how I warn them about inflation. It's going to get really bad and they're going to make it worse. And they should know that. And it's crazy that they don't. This is where we are now, where even Democrat financiers, guys who've made a lot of money, but, you know, they're socially liberal. And so they're Democrats. And, you know, they like to make sure the peasants pay high taxes while they live off of unearned income and pay 20 or 25% of their unearned income in taxes every year. It doesn't matter to them. But even some of those folks, the rich elite libs, are saying that the Biden administration is just going to make inflation worse. And this is going to get really bad. And that the $1.9 trillion of spending earlier this year was throwing gasoline on the fire. And they've seen the result of it with the inflation that's going on right now. And so for them to expand that even more and throw more gasoline on the fire is insane. Insane. But this is where we are. They're going to do it because what's the alternative? They don't have an agenda that unites the American people. All they have is socialism, spreading the money around of the taxpayer, paying off favored constituencies, and debasing our currency in the process. And anybody, even libs who understand finance, know that's what's going on. But the Biden administration is full of either ignoramuses or ideologues or both. That's going to be the show for today, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with me here on the Buck Sexton Podcast. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.